Hey, 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 welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professional who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. Awesome. I'm so excited that you are here today. And the topic that I'm going to talk about today is how do you choose a mentor or a coach? And I know there's a slight difference between the definition of a mentor or a coach, but for this podcast, we're going to use the same definition for both. So mentor and coach, we're going to use them interchangeably. Okay. So I know lots of time people are coming to me and say, Sue, how do I choose a mentor or a coach? How do I choose a coach to work with? And especially in the home care streets, I can tell you, I've seen a lot. I've seen a lot where everybody and their mama is a home care coach, right? And because I've been doing this for a while, I've seen, like, I have stories where I've seen people come to me, they ask me the most basic questions. How do I get my business entity set up? And I'll give them the answer to wait just a couple days later where they call themselves, they are a home care coach, they are consultant, and they are about to help people. So I've seen this many, many times. I've seen my clients, I've told me stories many, many times. I remember one of my clients in North Carolina, she went to, in North Carolina, part of the process, you have to go to a training while you're applying for your license. She went to a training with some, and someone was in the training just like her, asking questions, finding out the ways to do things. And the day after the training, she messaged her, say, hey, I can be your consultant. So I've seen it over and over, and I don't want you basically to fall into that trap and waste money on somebody that cannot really help you, that will just get you something that they just like, they're just going to repeat something that they got from somebody else, and they don't really have the experience that you need to be successful. So that's the reason why I want to talk about this topic. How do you choose a mentor or a coach? So for me, I always really have guidance. Most of my life, I always had guidance. I always had mentors or coaches in my life at an early age. And that is something I can thank my parents for, because they instilled that into our lives. They instilled to us, like, hey, you don't have to reinvent the wheels. There's somebody who knows what you're trying to know. Get under them and learn from them, and that will help you advance even further. I remember when I was younger, we had a piano at home. I started playing with it. Then away, my parents got me a piano teacher. Like, they pay somebody, come teach me the skills that I needed to get so I can play the piano. I also remember at a young age, I was really interested in public speaking and speaking on stage. And I was like, I was under like 12 years old, but I was really, even younger, really. I was interested in public speaking. And I remember my parents put me into a program where I can learn skills about public speaking, so I can speak in front of a crowd and not being shaky, those kind of stuff. I even remember I started drawing because I love arts. And once my parents saw that, hey, I was into drawing, they actually got me an art teacher that they paid to teach me skills so I can get better at what I was doing faster. So I learned this skill, like, I've seen this at an early age. My parents instilled this in me. So I knew whenever I'm doing something, of course, I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I can look at somebody who have done it before. They can show me their tapes, their techniques, and that will make me advance even further. And that's why when I became an adult, having a mentor and a coach has always been something that is important to me. And I believe that I will always have I have different mentors, different coaches for different aspects of my life, even right now, okay? And that's one thing. If the person that is mentoring you, they don't have a mentor or a coach, how do they see their blind spot? Because there are things that we cannot see. Like, you cannot see your own blind spot. So how do they see their own blind spot if they don't have somebody else to be there, guide them, and show them? So that's why it's really important to me. I remember I was reading some statistics not long ago, and it say 97% of people who work with a coach have results. 97%. 97%. Of course, when you're working with a coach, you also have to put personal responsibility, because working with the coach, I remember one time I was talking to my mom and she said, in order to be coach, you have to have the aptitude, right? In order to be coach, you have to have the aptitude. And I remember I asked her, what do you mean? So basically what she meant was like, you cannot go out there and take a fish in the sea and tell the fish, I'm going to teach you how to climb mountains. It's going to be quite impossible because the fish does not have the aptitude to climb mountains. They can't even survive without water. So how are they going to be able to climb mountain? So you have to have the aptitude. Your coach is not a miracle maker. So you have to have the aptitude in order for your coach to guide you. So now let's say you know how to run already. You have the aptitude to run. Now your coach can coach you so you can go run a marathon. So you have to have the aptitude. And also in coaching, there's a personal responsibility part that comes in. Because your coach, like I can be the most amazing coach, I give you everything that you need. But if you're not taking personal responsibilities, if you're not doing the work that you need to work on, you will not be able to really get the results that you need. So keep that in mind when we say the 97% of people who work with a coach, they have results. That means you also have to, you have to have the aptitude, and you also have to take personal responsibilities. And the role of a coach, the role of a mentor, is to tell you the things that you don't want to hear, the things that you don't want to see, in order for you to live out your full potential, in order for you to become that person that God created you to be. And when you have the right mentor, you will experience like accountability. You'll get real strategy that will shift you. Not only you, that will shift you in your business more quickly than you can ever have done on your own. So, but again, remember, the personal responsibility is a huge part, as well as having the aptitude. And like I said earlier, it's really hard for you to see the picture if you are the frame, right? It's very, very hard to see the picture if you are the frame. So that's why you need somebody that can actually print it out to you. And I remember like a fun inside story. Lots of time people think, hey, because I invested into your program, I invested in myself through you, for you to be my coach, my mentor, basically, you shouldn't tell me everything. You shouldn't lie. You shouldn't tell me the truth, kind of. And that's something I realized, and I've just, with many people that I've worked with before, lots of time, people are not ready to hear the truth. I remember once someone's joined my program, and when she joined, I was telling her she was choosing a name for her agency. And I told her things that she didn't want to hear. I told her, like, the name she was choosing was not a good name. People are not going to be able to really understand this name. It's not going to fit with the clients that she will get. And she was so attached to her name that she was mad and upset that I was telling her, hey, you don't want to use this thing. And she basically, she was in the window when she could leave the program. And she was like, I'm done. I'm not working with you. But that's my role. My role is not to sugarcoat things to you. My role is to tell you the things that you don't want to hear, the things that you don't want to see, the things that you can't see. So when you go out there as a home care agency owner, like, you coming out there in the best light possible. You rather your coach or mentor tell you something that you didn't see that's like a, like give you like a constructive criticism, as opposed to people like that's gonna be your potential clients giving you that criticism. And of course, they probably most likely they're not gonna give you, it's not gonna be in a constructive way. So you rather take it from your coach. And that's one thing I even tell people before they start working with me, if you can't tell the truth, I don't have to sugarcoat it for you. We're not a good fit, right? But now let's get into what are some of the process. Like, for me, because I've invested so much, like, in coaches, like, I invested a lot. That, like, really, like, I've invested a pretty penny in coaches and guidance. And because of that, I developed, like, a few steps on how do I choose the people that I want to work with. So the first thing that I do, I learn about the coach experience. I learn about the experience. I want to know, are they successful, right? So that means you have to do some research. You just don't drop into things just to drop into it. You want to do some of your own research, right? Yeah, remember personal responsibility. You have to do your research. You want to know about their success. You want to know about their experience. You want to know, because you don't want to be that person guinea pig, right? I don't want to be nobody's guinea pig. Unless if I know and I decide, yeah, I'll let you try this on me. But if I don't, I don't want to be nobody's guinea pig without me knowing. So that's the first thing. The second thing for me that's really important, make sure that that person, the coach, the mentor, they doing the things that, like, they are currently doing what I need to learn to grow my business. That's really important to me. And I came up with this because I remember my husband was in business school. We were paying a lot. He was paying at the time. He wasn't my husband. We were like dating at the time. He was paying like $10,000 a semester for that school. Okay. All of the people that were teaching him how to build a business, none of them had a business before. So how are you teaching me how to build a business when you never had a business before? So you're not relevant, right? So for me, I want to make sure that somebody who's relevant, you are doing the things that I'm doing right now. So if you're a home care agency coach, I want to make sure, like, you have a home care agency right now. You're doing the things. You're in the trenches with me. You know what is relevant, especially now after last year when we experienced COVID and that changed everything for us. Everything when it comes to, like, one of the things after COVID that's been, like, really hard for us as home care agency owner has been finding, recruiting was hard before COVID, but after COVID is even became harder. So how, like, if you're not in it, how are you relevant to even teach me that at this moment? So that's really important to me. I also make sure, like, the values match mine. They don't have to be exact because nobody's going to be like me. I'm unique, you're unique, but I want to kind of have a value that are compatible. Right. That we have a value that are compatible. Like, hey, I want to work with somebody who have integrity. I want to work with somebody. Like, if I have an issue that's not about, like, a personal issue, that's not about your coaching program, but I can still come to you and say, hey, this is what I'm experiencing, that you can actually listen to me and treat me like a human. Like, I'm not just like a number. I'm not like just a money making machine for you, but I am. You treat me as a human being. You treat me with integrity. you care. So I want to make sure your values are compatible. And also, I look at success stories. I Google them. I see what other people have said about them. I actually look at, and I'm always cautious about what people have said. Because I know when I say about people I've said, I'll make sure it's people who have worked with those people. Because lots of stuff, believe it or not, some people will say things about people just out of jealousy, because they look at this person, they think this person is successful, or they see that person successful, and they know that's where they were supposed to be, but they let fear or whatever paralyze them. They never acted on their dream, and they see this person living out their dream, and now they start saying things about that person out of jealousy. So that's why the success stories, I don't just take it from anybody, I take it from people who have actually worked with this person. Right, you have actually worked with this person before, and I want to hear what are some of the success story. And at the end of the day, once I do all of this, I start asking myself some questions. What will happen if I don't move forward? If I don't act, if me not acting, is it worth the cost for me to stay where I am now? Because everything has a cost. If you act on it, there's a cost. If you decide, hey, I'm going to choose this person to be my coach, my mentor, there's a cost for that. Because there's a cost for knowledge. Knowledge is expensive, right? But if I choose not to act on that, there's a cost for that too. Inaction is also expensive. So do I want to stay where I am right now, where I'm struggling to figure it out? I'm getting all the information. I'm not sure which information is right. I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm having more headache. So which cost do I want to pay, right? And if I don't take actions now to find myself a coach, a mentor, how would that help me? Will that increase my success? Or if I take action to choose a coach or a mentor, will that shorten my learning curve? And increase my success. And for me, I will always choose whatever it is that will save me time, money, and frustration. And lots of time, it's less about like how much the investment to work with the coaches at this time. It's more about like what will be my return 5 to 10 years from now. Because whatever the knowledge that I get from that coach, from that person, that knowledge is mine, and I'm gonna use it to grow my agency for the life of my agency. So what will be my return 5 years from now, 7 years from now, 10 years from now, right? And once I figure that out, and then I make my choice, and I choose what is best to me. So those are really the things that I do when I work with a mentor. And that mindset of having like somebody to guide me, I've definitely accelerate my growth, accelerate my growth at a really rapid rate. And sometimes I invested in, I was having this conversation yesterday, sometimes I invested in coaching, I wasn't ready to invest. And I'm not telling you to do this. I will never tell somebody to invest in something that you're not ready. This is my personal experience. You have to know where you are, because that's something I cannot make the decision for you. I remember for our business, the first time we invested in coaching for our business, the coach, the amount that it was like a 5-figure coaching. And I knew at the time there was no way that we didn't have like free money laying around to have access to that. But we also knew at the time that was what we needed to get to our next level. So we took a leap of faith. We put that thing on the credit card because we know, hey, we're going to work it out. Because at the end of the day, if we take what he's teaching us, we work it out. We knew, we believe in ourselves that we were going to be successful no matter what. So, but we know that's what we needed. So we went in and we did that. And that was a leap that we take. And I'm not telling you, I will never tell you to put your life or your finance or anything in danger to invest. But I'm telling you my story. There are times that's what we had to do in order. It's like you had to go down in order for you to go up to your next level. And for us, that one specific coaching have given us like great return of investment. The things that I learned, it's been like maybe 4 or 5 years since we did it. The things I learned from that, I'm still using right now, and they still bringing me a return 4 or 5 years later when my coach, he only had paid that one time, you know? So it's really important to get the guidance that you need. For me, I can remember when I started my business, all the struggle that we went through. And I also can see when we decide to get mentorship, how things started to really shift from us. So those are my steps. And I'm inviting you to use those steps when you're also looking for a mentor, a coach, whether it's me that you're considering. I still want you to pass me through those steps as well. If you have any questions, I'd like you to send it to us. Make sure you leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Give us a review there. When you're doing the review, make sure you also put your questions in the comment section. And we'll be answering your questions live. And I'm wishing you the best in your search for a mentor or a coach. And if you feel like I am your mentor or a coach, I'll be glad to work with you. All you have to do is make sure you go on our website, homecarebossesunited.com, and apply to work with me and my team. So again, the website is homecarebossesunited.com. Apply there to work with me and my team. So again, thank you for listening to the podcast. We'll see you in the next episode.